are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Evan.
Hi, I'm Miranda. And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, today we're going to read from the first chapter of the book of Mark to learn more about the ministry and miracles of Jesus.
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they are fishermen.
Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets.
Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
When Jesus called the disciples to follow him at once, they left their nets and followed him.
And he calls us too.
We are the fishermen. Fishermen are we, fishing for God's people in the deep blue sea. Casting out our nets, we're working for Him. Come and follow Jesus, be a fisherman, oh we.
Jesus and the disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach.
The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law.
Just then, a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an evil spirit, cried out,
"What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
"Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him."
The evil spirit shook the man violently, and he came out with a shriek.
The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this, a new teaching?" And with authority.
"He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him."
News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew.
Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her.
So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up.
The fever left her, and she began to wait on them.
That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed.
The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases.
He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
Jesus worked night and day healing and teaching.
Well, let's read more from Mark's Gospel.
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed,
"Everyone is looking for you."
Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come."
So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
To show them God's power.
To save them from their sins.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful. Kind and gentle, perfect love.
Leprosy came to Jesus and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean."
Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cured.
What are some other miracles that you know that Jesus performed? Sam?
He turned water into wine.
Okay. Andrew?
He walked on water.
Okay, Miranda.
He raised a man from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
He made the blind see.
Very, very good. Jesus had all authority in heaven and earth. And when Jesus came to his disciples after his death on the cross, he told them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
We are his disciples too.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him: Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. He has called us too.
We are his disciples. I am water, you. He has called us to. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am water, you.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you healed the sick, commanded the demons to obey you.
You showed people God's love.
You taught them to repent, turn away from doing wrong.
And you're with us today, healing and teaching us.
We love you, Jesus.
And we will follow you and be your disciples.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry
dedicated to teaching kids about Jesus.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number.
1-800-527-5522. Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland. 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And remember,
Jesus calls us to be his disciples,
to follow him,
and teach others about him.
His miracles are there for us too. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.